The Lord will do it in a time that is fit. In the first reading, Zorah's wife, Manoah, was barren and had borne no children. She probably thought her time was way overdue to have a child. How many times have we been impatient and thought that God had forgotten about us and the time to satisfy us was way overdue? She didn't know the best was yet to come. God sent an angel and told her that this was the right time to have a child. It was his time, the best time, for one of the best children to do some of the greatest things. This child was called Samson. This child grew up and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord stirred him and made his mother proud. He became great and delivered Israel from the power of the Philistines. God's time is the right time. In the Gospel of Luke, Elizabeth was barren, old, and thought her time was well overdue to bear a child. She had given up and lost all hope. Zechariah, her husband and priest of the Jews at the time, doubted the angel Gabriel, who said that his wife, Elizabeth, would bear a child in her old age and have joy and peace. Because of his doubt, he would be speechless and unable to talk until the time of his child's birth. It was God's time, and you should never doubt God's time. It is the best time. The Lord will do things in a time that is fit. The baby was born and called John, who was great in the sight of the Lord. He turned many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He went before the Lord Jesus and prepared many people fit for the Lord God. Elizabeth was so filled with joy that she said, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Lord will do it in a time that is fit. You just have to have faith and pray. Amen.